Welcome to another edition of Prayers Before Dawn. Mark 1:35 tells us, "Rising very early before dawn, he left and went off to a deserted place where he prayed." It is our mission to devote this weekly podcast to prayer requests. We will give an email address and phone number to submit your prayer requests later in this podcast. Let's start now with a prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, as the sun rises and a new day begins, we humbly come before you in prayer. Fill our hearts with gratitude for the gift of life and the blessing that surround us. Grant us strength and wisdom to face the challenges ahead. Guide our thoughts, words, and actions so that they may reflect your love and bring hope to others. May your grace and peace be with us throughout the day. In your holy name, we pray. Amen.
Hello, I'm Therese. Thank you for praying with me and my prayer partner, Deanna, today. We receive many prayer requests for people who are addicted to drugs. So let's begin with a prayer request from Emma. May God take the taste of drugs out of the mouths of our children
from Jim,
and give them a hunger for Christ.
This is an urgent prayer request.
Lord Jesus, you are the
Please
bread of life.
Please pray in faith
the only
and ask
one
the Lord
who truly satisfies
to normalize
the hunger
my heart
of our souls.
And heal
Today,
it.
Today, we join Emma in pleading
Heavenly
for our
Father,
children.
You are the
Those
divine physician.
Those who have
physician,
fallen into the grip of drugs
the healer
and addiction.
Of all wounds, and restore
Father, take
of
the
every
taste
part
of drugs
of our
out
being.
Of their mouths.
We come
Break
before
every
you
chain
with
of dependency
urgent faith,
and deception.
Lifting up your servant Jim,
remove the desire for anything
who is in
that
need
harms
of healing
them,
for his
and
heart.
In its place,
Lord
plant
Jesus,
a holy hunger
you
for
come
you.
To me, all you
Pour
who
out
labor
your holy
and
spirit
are burdened,
upon them.
And I
awaken
will give
in
you
their
rest.
Hearts a longing for truth,
Matthew
for beauty,
11,
for freedom. Found
in
only
this
in
moment
you.
Of physical distress,
As the prodigal son
we ask
came
you
to, his
to lay your healing hand
home,
upon Jim.
Luke chapter 15,
Calm
verse 7,
his heartbeat,
bring our children back
his
into
body,
your arms,
and restore his heart
through the intercession
to its
of
proper
Saint
rhythm
Monica,
and peace.
Who prayed unceasingly for the conversion
by the merits
of her
of
son,
your sacred heart,
and Saint
through
Maximilian
the intercession
Kolbe,
of
who
Saint
ministered
John of
to
God,
those suffering in
patron
despair.
Of heart patients,
we ask for
we
protection,
ask that you bless
healing,
Jim with
and
complete
salvation.
Healing and renewed
May your love
strength.
Pierce the darkness
May
and lead our children
in
into new life.
Deepen
where
as
they
he
hunger for righteousness
himself
and
to
are
your
filled.
Mercy.
Matthew chapter
Holy
5,
Spirit,
verse 6.
Come with healing
we
power.
We trust in you, Jesus.
Fill Jim
Amen.
With peace. Cast out all fear and guide the doctors and nurses caring for him. With wisdom and compassion, we ask
from Chrissy
all this
Lynn,
in the powerful name
please
of Jesus.
Pray for my brother
Amen.
Who has been declared brain dead. He had been making progress with his health, but his brain has swelling and hasn't responded, so please pray for him. God is powerful, and he will bring him through.
Heavenly Father, you are the God of life and mercy, who holds each soul in the palm of your hand. We lift up Chrissy, Lynn's brother, to you. In his most desperate hour, trusting in your perfect will and boundless power. Lord Jesus, you are the resurrection and the life. John 11:25. And nothing is impossible for you. Just as you called Lazarus from the tomb and restored Jairus' daughter, we ask, if it be your will, breathe life once more into Christie's brother. Heal the swelling in his brain, awaken his body, and restore him to those who love him. Through the intercession of Saint Jude, patron of desperate cases, and Saint John of God, patron of the sick and those who care for them, we ask for your miraculous healing. May the Holy Spirit, the giver of life, hover over him now with power, peace, and divine intervention. Comfort Chrissy and her family with the peace of Christ, which surpasses all understanding. Philippians
4:7. Help them cling to hope even in this dark valley, knowing that you are near to the brokenhearted. Psalm 34:18. We entrust your brother fully into your loving hands, O Lord, with the words of Saint Faustina, Jesus, I trust in you. Amen.
This prayer intention is from Jesse. Please pray for me to have a better relationship with God. My earthly father was emotionally abusive and untrustworthy. I just can't relate. Thank you, Jesse, for reaching out with such honesty and vulnerability. Desiring a better relationship with God is already a sign that your heart is open to His grace, and He is so ready to meet you there. I want to gently affirm, God is not like any human father who may have failed you. Where there was pain, He brings healing. Where there was broken trust, He offers faithful love that never fails. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we lift Jessie into your care. Lord, she carries wounds from the past, places where trust was broken and love was not shown as it should have been. But you, Father, are kind and gentle, patient and full of mercy. Heal the parts of Jessie's heart that have made it hard to trust. Help her to know you are not as a distant figure, but as a loving and safe presence who delights in her. Let her relationship with you grow through your word, through quiet prayer, and through every reminder of your faithfulness. May Jesus, who called you Abba, help Jessie to know that she is truly your beloved daughter. Blessed Mother Mary, please walk with Jessie, showing her the way to your son. Wrap her in your motherly love and pray for her healing and peace. Saint Dimphna and Saint John of the Cross, pray for her as she seeks closeness with God and healing from the past. Amen. Jessie, be patient with yourself. God is already near, and He desires this relationship with you even more than you do. Healing and closeness may come step by step, and that's okay. He'll walk with you every part of the way.
This request is from Luke. Please pray for me. My work partner and I cannot seem to get along. There is no peace for us. Lord Jesus, you are the Prince of Peace, and you have called us to love one another and to be instruments of your harmony. Today, we lift up Luke and his work partner, who are struggling to work together in peace. Father, pour out your Holy Spirit upon them both. Soften their hearts, calm their frustrations, and remove any pride, resentment, or misunderstanding that keeps them divided. Let your peace reign where there is now tension and conflict. You tell us in your word, blessed are the peacemakers, for they will be called children of God. Matthew 5:9. Help Luke to be a peacemaker. Grant him wisdom, humility, and patience. Give both of them the grace to listen, forgive, and move forward in unity. Through the intercession of Saint Joseph the Worker, who humbly labored in peace and obedience, we ask for your help in transforming this workplace into one of cooperation and respect. Lord, where there is no peace, let your peace take root. Where there is discord, let your love bring healing. In your holy name we pray. Amen.
From Patricia. Please pray for me. My life hurts. Merciful Father, you see the heart of your daughter Patricia, and you know the pain she carries. Nothing is hidden from you. In this moment of sorrow and suffering, surround her with your tender love. Jesus, you suffered with us and for us. You wept. You were broken. And you understand every hurt. Be near to Patricia now. Hold her in your arms and whisper peace to her soul. As the psalmist prayed, the Lord is close to the brokenhearted and saves those who are crushed in spirit. Psalm 34, verse 18. So we pray, be close to her, Lord. Mother Mary, who stood at the foot of the cross, intercede for Patricia. Wrap her in your mantle and guide her gently to your Son, the source of all healing. Through the intercession of Saint Dimphna, patron of those in emotional distress, and Saint Rita, who endured suffering with faith, we ask for grace, strength, and hope for Patricia. May she feel God's presence even in the silence and sorrow. Lord, bring light to her darkness, peace to her heart, and healing to her life. Amen.
From Jim, this is an urgent prayer request. Please pray in faith and ask the Lord to normalize my heart rate and heal it. Heavenly Father, you are the divine physician, the healer of all wounds and restorer of every part of our being. We come before you with urgent faith, lifting up your servant Jim, who is in need of healing for his heart. Lord Jesus, you come to me, all you who labor and are burdened, and I will give you rest. Matthew 11:28. In this moment of physical distress, we ask you to lay your healing hand upon Jim. Calm his heartbeat, strengthen his body, and restore his heart to its proper rhythm and peace. By the merits of your Sacred Heart and through the intercession of Saint John of God, patron of heart patients, we ask that you bless Jim with complete healing and renewed strength. May his faith in you deepen as he entrusts himself to your mercy. Holy Spirit, come with healing power. Fill Jim with peace. Cast out all fear and guide the doctors and nurses caring for him with wisdom and compassion. We ask all this in the powerful name of Jesus. Amen.
That concludes our podcast. To reach us with your prayer requests, email us at prayersbeforedawn@gmail.com or call us at 813-421-2014. Also, let us know of your prayer request outcomes. We hope you will join us again next week when you can hear your requests and pray along with us. Let's end with a prayer. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this time we've had in your presence. Help us to remember that no matter how busy our lives get, that our time with you is what matters most. Help us to carve out time for prayer and fellowship. Help us to encourage one another and point each other towards you. Help us to see our brothers and sisters as you see them. Thank you for making us all one family under you. Holy Father, we ask this in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.